Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Big Gay Date. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
And joining us this week, we have a very special treat. This is our first ever Big Gay Three-Way. We have a guest on the show tonight, and I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Carlo Dandridge.
Hello, ladies.
Who comes with his own theme music, apparently.
I do.
Carl's our friend. We go back a few years, and he's in town, so we took the opportunity to have him join us for this movie, which tonight we are watching the 1992-3
classic.
Christmas classic. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
I'm really hoping to get a rusty trombone out of this.
We're more partial to Blumpkins around these parts.
Damn.
So what is Big Gay Date? Big Gay Date is a commentary podcast. It's a supplementary track to movies that you might want to watch but don't have anybody to watch them with. Or it's for us, it's just a chance for, in this case, three guys to just get together and just have a big gay chat, talk about their feelings and how they're doing, what they've been up to. And while we're doing that, in order to make it a little more entertaining for you guys, we're going to be drinking. And I'm starting something new this week. We're going to do the same drink between us all. And it should make things a little more interesting than the usual soft-ass beer and shit that we used to do. So this is a themed drink that I had a friend concoct based off of Home Alone 2, and we call it the Sticky Bandit. Do you want to take a taste of it and tell me what you think?
Yeah. Are you going to warn me and tell me what's in it? Or is this hey, try this burger. By the way, it's tofu.
As you're drinking it, I will tell you a little bit more. Tell me what comes to mind.
Semen.
It smells like Christmas.
Good. It should, the thing that they were going for, my friend Anna put this together, she was a bartender at the pub. There's Bailey's in there, yeah. It's supposed to kind of invoke a sticky toffee pudding, almost.
Mm-hmm.
You get that a little bit? It is vodka, Bailey's, and butterscotch schnapps.
I feel like if I drank this and took a nap, I'd wake up and have, like, tooth sweater.
Tooth what?
Tooth sweater. Have you ever, like, drank a lot or, like, started to get, like, the beginning stages of cotton mouth and it feels like there's, like, this thin layer of, like, funk, like your teeth are wearing sweaters?
Oh, okay, sure, yeah,
this would
yeah,
give
yeah.
me tooth sweater.
Okay.
You never heard tooth sweater before?
I mean, I've never heard that phrase before, but I know the feeling. I know what you're trying to invoke. Carlo, your face is a picture as you try and work this out.
This kind of tastes like a prostitute just vomited in my mouth after I busted a nut in hers.
So Carlo's here to introduce a different level of discussion that we've maybe not had before on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, da-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it.
What's this fucking call? The talk boy?
Walk
boy?
Yeah. And it was nowhere near as cool as it was in the movie?
Yeah, because they had to fucking actually, what's it called? The talk boy, yeah. They actually had to make it, rush it through development for the Christmas after this movie came out because everybody fucking wanted one. And, of course, there's no way you can make something that fucking cool.
Didn't Macaulay Culkin grow up to be, like, a crack whore or something?
I mean, he was really good in Saved.
I haven't seen that. Which one's that?
The one where he's he's in a wheelchair,
the
Mandy Moore's his sister.
That's a documentary about him escaping from Neverland Ranch.
No, he's like, he goes to, like, a Christian school. It is an amazing movie.
Never heard of it.
By amazing, I mean amazingly bad, but he's good in it. He's a great cripple. We can use cripple, right? Is that the preferred nomenclature?
I usually use the word retard, but yeah, sure.
Retard, okay.
I'm learning so much tonight already. This drink this is awfully strong, so this is going to be interesting.
It's not strong at all.
I've been very good, man. We've had, like, 6 weeks off now, I think, since I last saw you.
Mm-hmm.
We ended our last season just before everything started getting crazy for Halloween, which around here is a very crazy time. And then, of course, we go right into the holidays. Halloween was fun. Working Halloween Horror Nights was interesting. I got some interesting roles out of it. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. I had 4 days of Thanksgivings. So stoner mentality, I'm not going to be hungry till like next week.
Cool.
That's the way I'm looking.
Just like a squirrel, or a bear.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just festering all inside, just hibernating, ready for winter. Carlo, you've been down here for 2 months now?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Well,
Actually, hang on. Let's do introductions first, because we've talked about ourselves for like 42 episodes, and no one's talked about you. So tell us a little about yourself.
How dare you? Well, let's see. I'm 6'1", Italian, Virgo, like long walks on the beach. I usually touch myself and cry afterwards in a fetal position. Sometimes I like to tickle my own butthole when it's itchy and then smell my finger, wondering, wow, that's what my mom smells like. But besides the deep tragic issues of my childhood, I too have my own podcast show that I like to run for those who are listening. It's called Mall of America, M-A-U-L, like mauling, like a bear mauling on your face, in America with a K because we don't know how to spell. And we've been doing that for a while, and you know, these two wonderful assholes decided to bring me on board, and hopefully one day I could return the favor. Oh, wait, I did
we
on
did.
My birthday.
Which was how long ago? I forget.
August.
Because I forgot the whole fucking night.
Yeah, me too. I don't remember that night even happening.
But yeah, that was an interesting episode. I think we talked a little bit about it on ours, actually, the aftermath of that and how there was like, I don't know how you managed to edit anything out of that, but it was incredibly incoherent.
Yeah, that episode had absolutely no virtue to it whatsoever. I mean, only thing, three dicks.
And now you're bringing this quality to our show as well, so we
course.
Thank you for it.
So
well, if he fluffs them, we could do no wrong at this point.
I mean, I'll set the bar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're going to rise above or just bob, whichever comes first.
So what'd you get up to for Thanksgiving? Because your family's up in Rhode Island, right?
Rhode Island mostly, yeah. But for Thanksgiving, we kind of had a orphan's Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, Friendsgiving.
Cool.
And it was wonderful. There was body parts flying all over the place.
A Friendsgiving
asses,
orgy? Or
nipples.
Okay.
I think balls were hanging out.
Why don't I get invited to this shit?
There's lots of turkey.
What? Where? Was the turkey in the orgy? Or?
Yes. There was a reason why it was stuffed.
I feel like orgies sound really good in theory, but then...
And then you turn up and there's a turkey there and you're like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, yeah. There's just too much appendages and sweat and grease and I don't need all that.
That sounds
giblets.
Like regular sex.
Yeah, man. I fill that quota on Tuesday. I don't need that shit.
Do you want to talk about like all your like
yeah.
new stuff going on in your life and shit, or
okay.
do you want to keep that
oh
off
boy.
The show?
Here we go.
So we
because we left you off at an interesting note, right?
Yeah, we left me off at a very interesting note.
We had like a cliffhanger to our show. Can you believe that?
So things happened. I had to pick up some slack due to a. Mix up in communication on a business associate's part.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do a bunch of like solo stuff and it worked out swimmingly.
Nice.
So that all worked out good. I met a bunch of like performers and shit. I networked really well. Worked out a white face for the first time in 7 years. That was strange. Felt naked, so I whipped my dick out and then I felt fine. Ate a lot of bugs. Ate like I'd say 20 or 30 more than I planned on eating because the act just
once,
went on
once
forever.
They're very Moorish, aren't they? Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah. And it was nice. It was nice. However, I worked this gig in Key West, right, for Fantasy Fest. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Fantasy Fest before. I've been to Fantasy Fest. There's like parades and it's like pride here, but like 1,000 times better. So I've worked Fantasy Fest before. There's tits everywhere. There's body paints. And it's a crazy party, but
it's like a dangerous Thanksgiving. It sounds
Yeah. So I go, I go down there, and I'm working this party, and I don't know anything about it. I don't even read the event page that I'm booked to show up and work solo for until I'm maybe 20 minutes outside of Key West.
You are ever the consummate professional.
Absolutely.
You know that?
Yeah, well, you tell me I need to show up and do 2X. I'm going to show up with those 2X and look pro as fuck about it. I don't need to know anything about your clientele. Well, I should have known something about the clientele because I show up and it's the most expensive party in, and every year it's the most expensive party in Fantasy Fest. They set up these walls that are like 2.5 stories high around the building and the lot so creepers can't like see through the window what's going on. Okay. I stopped keeping the tallywhacker tally after penis, I don't know, 16, maybe.
I remember watching this unfold live.
Yeah.
Unfold is a bad choice of words, but I remember seeing this happening, this live count on Facebook. And yeah, they definitely got into the double digits of tallywhackers.
Yeah, there was a lot of
before it just became really awkward to keep counting.
There was a lot of flaccid penises. Now, there were also a lot of hard penises. I've never, until this gig, I've never been on stage and been talking to the audience and looked out and seen like a girl in the front row over here getting eaten out and this dude's getting his dick sucked and both of them are not paying attention or looking down like you would expect someone to. They're literally watching the show and applauding and just ignoring the fact that they're getting their dick sucked. There was a get-off table where people could come up, they could pay to be shibari tied to this table. The toy master then took out his briefcase. You pointed or you told him which toy you wanted, and then he would get you off, girl or guy, once you were done. He would untie you. You'd hop off the table like you were leaving the pediatrician, and then he'd like wipe off the table, and the next person in the line would show up. I watched a nun strip down, throw communion wine all over people, pour communion wine all over herself, and then whip her vag out and piss in the wine glass, and then she took a swig of it and auctioned it off to the audience, and some dude ended up paying like $150 for this wine glass full of hot nun pee. I've worked some crazy fucking parties, but like it was like a cross between like Eyes Wide Shut and The Hangover and dog, I came back to town and worked a bunch of shit, and everybody's like, oh, it's going to be the greatest party ever. And I'm like, yawn.
So tame.
Yeah.
Any party that ends off with a story of you being able to tell about hot nun jizz or hot nun piss. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a high bar to clear.
Yeah, man.
Kind of reminds of parties I used to throw.
Well, put up or shut up, sir.
Well.
Tell it. There you go.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right.
Tell a story.
You...
That's what you're here for. Tell us a tale.
You remember Pip, right?
I remember Pip.
Okay. This
the
is
only other British guy that you knew.
That's right.
So, of course, every time we talk, you like, you remember Pip,
I get excited
right?
when you two meet.
It's like, sometimes I feel like it's the only common thing you remember about me.
It was like the pinnacle.
He's British.
Politeness.
I know another British man. Do you know him? Like,
yeah.
Like we're all fucking friends over there. Like,
yeah.
It just so happens. But yes, I do know Pip, but that's not a general rule for everyone in England. But yeah, I know Pip. Go on.
Right. So, for those of you who don't know Pip, he's a very polite British man, just, you know, like your host here. Very kind. Anyway.
You shut your fucking face, sir.
So polite. So, when I first met Pip, it was kind of at a pet store that I used to work at. He would come in. He was really, really nice and very naive. And the first thing that came to my head was, bust this kid's fucking balls until he cries. But I didn't for some reason. He was way too nice. So he would come in to buy fish, and then I just looked at him one day and I'd be like, hey, I'm throwing a party. Would you like to, you know, come over and hang out, meet the guys? He was like, oh, right, yeah, all right, yeah, very good. Chip, chip, cheerio. And so...
Are you fucking Nigel Thornberry?
Yeah, I see you looking at me.
I'm
like,
sorry, continue.
I see Carl shoots me this little sideways glance. Like, are you okay with this shit? Yeah, it's fine.
So
he is a lot more British than me, I will say.
So we go to the house.
Plus, he's not here, so fuck him. Yeah.
Oh, no, he'll hear this. I'll make sure he hears this.
Love you, Pip.
So he comes over, and the party's starting, and of course... There's a bunch of us. We're getting drunk, being stupid. Of course, his body parts flying all over the place. And of some reason, somebody invites this one fucking kid. This one skater kid that was annoying everybody. We didn't like him. We don't know who invited him, why he was even there. So we were there. I told Pip. I decided to spare him. I was like, we have one rule. He's like, do not be the first person to pass out. If you do, you will be fucked with. And he was like, all right. So everybody's drinking. This fucking skater kid's pissing everybody off, right? He fucking goes up to my friend Jay, his big Puerto Rican Samoan. I mean, this guy's a monster in size, all right? Girth, small penis, but man, he's a big man.
I just think usually we change the names of people in our stories, but now I'm realizing we probably should have had that talk with Carlo before
hey,
we started.
Hey, fuck it.
Yeah. No. I'm going to tell them this.
Yeah.
And
continue.
They can listen. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Why hide it? Why hide it? So, so he challenges him to a drinking competition. That was his first mistake. So he starts, you know, going toe to toe with 151, and he's fucking plastered out of his fucking mind. And somebody comes up and like, dude, he's about to pass out. You can see him kind of like nodding off. And every single guy at the party starts, turns around like fucking raptors at fucking Jurassic Park. And he passes out. The second it happened, every single male there. And I was like, Pip, now you're going to know why you don't be the first person to pass out. Every single guy whipped out their balls surrounding him and fucking raptor bagged the shit out of them. If you don't know what raptor bagging is, that's
I don't.
A,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
when
yeah.
a bunch of guys surround you with their testicles out, and they just start teabagging you. You know,
and clever like gal. Like a raptor.
That's what raptors do, man. You know nothing. Have you not seen Jurassic Park?
I didn't see that one. No,
you should rewatch it.
I don't remember that part. We were quite drunk when we watched it, uh-huh. but I don't remember them whipping out their testicles and teabagging Robert Muldoon.
It's crazy.
Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they totally it was like red versus blue. They totally teabagged the shit out of
I mean,
Carl gets it.
I'll take your word for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember. I was
it's 2v1. I guess I'm in the wrong here. Okay. It's a fucking Democratic podcast, apparently. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So then there's one fucking guy. He was a big, fat motherfucker. And he fucking, when he whipped out his balls, we could fucking smell the Cheetos. And decided to go up and down this guy's face like a paintbrush. And mind you, we're taking pictures of all this and, you know, with a Polaroid camera. So they're all over the place. And
God, you're old. A Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
Polaroid. This is an old story.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this story took place in fucking the 1980s or something.
Fuck you. So
you're not helping things, by the way, by wearing those fucking shades indoors. Like,
the shades.
Your future might be bright, but it's not that fucking bright, sir.
I just figured he was tripping and didn't want me to see dinner plate like pupils.
No. I was working today and I didn't have my regular. These are prescription. So I forgot my regular glasses. So.
How bad's your prescription? Can you not see the TV from here?
Well, here. For those of you who want to, you know, check this out.
What, you realizing you're handing me glasses on an audio podcast?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll see it. It's fine.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to fucking paint a word picture for everybody listening. Oh, my God. Your eyesight's pretty much as bad as that fucking kid's.
Wait. Hang on.
Carl, don't worry. You're not high.
Yo.
Nice. It's like he just took peyote.
Yeah, that's...
Damn.
That's like squints level glasses, man.
Right.
Holy shit. Let's talk a little bit about this movie that we're watching now that like, what, I mean, 20 minutes in almost. Home Alone 2. Better than the first one? I think it's more fun at points. I feel like it's a faster pace. They cram more in. Maybe, you know, when you really drill down into it, it's not as good as the first one is. Like that classic premise. There's definitely some fucking problems with this movie. They go way too cartoony with the fucking the things at the, you know, when they're all trying to break into the house or kill Kevin and the amount
when
of shit that he does.
And we can
see
a skeleton.
It's way too fucking goofy. Like the first one's like pushing the realm of possibility already, but this one fucking bricks in the face is goddamn ridiculous. Also, how the fuck do you get lost in New York? I don't care if you're 10 years old. Like all the streets are numbered. Where you just.
Dog, I got lost in New York, and you know what I did? I went into a bar, and I bought liquor because I wasn't lost at that point. Like, that's... There's nothing... God. Okay, 3/4 of this movie should not have even happened. The motherfucker could have used a phone, like...
Yeah, we're not even at the fucking point of, you know... Like, the problem with Home Alone 1 is, if cell phones existed, this movie wouldn't happen.
Well, shit,
you don't even need this one. That excuse of this movie, like he could very easily call the right airline. Mm-hmm. You know?
New York, I got a fake ID so I can go to a strip club. I was like,
how old are you?
I don't know. Your mom asked the same question.
How old do you want me to be?
Yeah. Are you really that old?
You've seen his eyes. Like his...
No. I understood like the content of what he was saying, but by his tone, it sounded like it happened a while ago. How old are you, bro?
We can shut the mics off.
Are you old as shit?
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll just say numbers, and then we'll just look. You just let your expression give it away. 35.
42.
40? Okay, so it's less than 42, but it's more than 35.
Yeah, I'm 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You look a little older than that.
I just think you're fucking high.
Okay, well, I learn something new every day, man. It's not necessarily...
How old do I look like, you fuck?
42, huh? Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, give or take, and it was taked by two.
Wow, you're taking it super seriously, aren't you?
Whatever.
I don't think Carla wants to play anymore.
Nope. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Did you guys ever? How young were you when you first went to New York? Because did you guys ever get to go to the top of the World Trade Center?
I don't think
you can actually get up that fucking high. Like, yeah, that's bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. You can't go up that high. But or can you? Wait, no, I don't.
No,
fucking
this
know.
Is after that... the French dude walked between them. They right. wouldn't fucking let people up there.
Okay. Unless you're fucking Macaulay Culkin and getting $1 million a movie on your second flick or whatever the fuck it was. I don't know how young. I was young when I first went to New York. I want to say like 5 or 6 years old. My dad used to work for Barclays Bank and used to go over there on business to America for a lot. And obviously New York being the financial place that it is, a lot of the times he went to New York. And I was lucky enough to get to go over with him a few times for like 2 weeks at a time. And Monday to Friday when he was working, I would literally just sit in the apartment watching Disney Channel and American TV. And that's why my accent's always kind of been all a little fucking flowy like it is. And then Saturday, Sunday were the fucking tourist days. We'd go to see the Statue of Liberty and the World Trade Center and all that kind of shit. So this is probably one of the first movies I remember as a kid where, you know, to get to go to New York for a kid like me from a little village in England is a big fucking deal. And this is one of the first movies I remember, like, watching. This came out definitely after I'd been to New York for the first time, but I remember seeing this movie and being like, wow, I've been there. You know, it was really fucking exciting to see a place I'd been to and seen on the big screen somewhere. And I can't remember what other fucking New York movies I'd seen before this, but this was like the first one. And I think a lot of it's probably to do with the fantasy of, you know, what if you were a kid running around New York by yourself, just like having these adventures, conning the plaza into giving you limos and pizzas and shit like that. But I can't remember another movie before this that kind of struck me as like such as my focal point for New York, like my basis for when I think about New York and getting to go on vacation over there. I was always thinking about this movie for a long time. What about you guys?
When I think about New York, I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, that's fair.
But the original ones.
The animatronic heads and shit with, like, Corey Feldman.
Yeah,
and
back
shit,
when they were still kind of cute before they got all fucking weird and CG.
Roided out, yeah.
Like, drawn and, like, strangely angled.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it, man.
Fair.
Can't do it. But Ninja Turtles with Casey Jones mm-hmm. and... Whew.
When I think of New York, I think of Blackula.
Oh, my God. That is a fantastic piece of cinema.
I know. Blah, I want to fuck your blood.
You
want to
fuck your blood?
That's what I heard, too. I just thought it was another thing that I wasn't hearing correctly.
I get that. That's going to happen a lot for the next 90 minutes, I think.
I can tell.
Uh-huh.
You guys need to hurry the fuck up with your drinks, by the way. And speaking of drinks, we completely skipped over this. Our tradition on this show is when we have a favorite, we all pick our favorite part of the movie, and we all take a shot of liquor to just speed up this whole end game. And this is going to be interesting, because for the first time we got three people. Did you just neck, like, half of that thing? I didn't mean catch up like that, like all in once.
Well,
like
now
fucking,
I'm caught up with you.
You are caught up, but you just hit the fucking turbo nitrous button on the fucking. Are you cycling home or driving home? Or
nah,
not going
I got,
home?
I got like, somebody's coming to pick me up.
Good. mm-hmm. All right, I'll get you another one.
Hey, man, I've been being social and I got a car and money now, so the alcoholism kick back in.
Fantastic.
Only it's not
I'm
like
so
unhealthy because I have friends now.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear that your alcoholism is off its hiatus and back
in
action.
Oh, yeah. It's manageable. Okay,
good.
Hang on, real quick.
Spoken this, like a true alcoholic.
I apologize to interrupt. However, we just met the bird lady.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing I don't fucking like about this movie. When... when you see her, you know, like, you just met her there. You fucking know she's going to come back and be, like, on the good team by the end of the movie. When you met the old man in the first one, it was way more convincingly scary.
It was nighttime, you know? Like, if he was walking around Central Park at night and saw a woman standing around with birds hovering over her and shit, probably be a little more threatening, I guess. But it's, you're right, it's a very similar parallel to the first movie. There's a lot of, this movie hits the exact same fucking beats as the first movie.
It's a formula, man.
But it is a little bigger, I guess, just a little, like, more oomph in it, you know?
Were you really bummed to find out that this toy store didn't exist?
Mm-hmm.
And then all we had was fucking F.A.O. Schwartz at their big-ass dance piano?
All we had was F.A.O. Schwartz, but still, that's a pretty sweet fucking toy store.
I mean, it's gone now, I guess.
You know that, right?
But then we had F.A.O. Schwartz here, and you go, like, once, and you're like, yeah, I don't have
fucking,
to go again.
You know what? Like, for the longest time, I wasn't sure about that, because I remember going to an F.A.O. Schwartz here, if I swear, but it was one of those things that happened so long ago, I can't remember. But did. It was where the fuck was it?
It was at Point Orlando.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that right makes on the so corner. Much, there was a makes so much fucking sense because I swear, like now you say that, yeah, I'm remembering the Wonderworks upside down building in the very close proximity. Fuck.
There was a 2-story tall Raggedy Ann doll. They had a shitty little section that had a bunch of magic kits. Like
that makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Now. Fuck.
It was meh.
Just blew my mind. Just like that's one of those memories I've had as a kid for visiting Orlando. I was just so confused. Like, did that happen?
See, and when I went to the F.A.O. Schwartz in New York, it was a tiny piano, and it sucked donkey dick. You had to like jump. Once you like stepped on a key, you wouldn't hear anything, and then you had to like put all your weight on it and shit. Man, I want the piano from Big, not that bullshit that's in the store.
I didn't know you were into donkey dicks.
Look at this cunt on the screen right now.
Fucking asshole.
Oh my god, was that Trump?
Yeah. Look at him not helping a lost kid.
Holy before he had freakishly orange hair.
Trump.
You know something I heard recently, apparently. I'm going to assume this is true because it definitely seems like something is true. Anytime he would let people film in like his buildings or something like that, you know, when you have to give permission for something. Because Trump, you know, before he was a joke, he was a big name in New York financial and stuff, you know, especially around the 90s. You know, so people wanted his building or whatever in their movies, and part of the agreement to be able to do that was he has to have a cameo or something. And most of the time, they would like film a little scene where Donald Trump says hello or something, and then there's like pretend to roll the cameras, and then oh, you're seeing our cut. I'm sorry, but this is clearly one of the fucking times where he got in, unfortunately.
What a no talent hacky son of a bitch, man.
Going back to shots, so yeah, we're going to pick our favorite parts of the movie, and we're going to take some shots, and Carlo, you did not bring a liquor, so you're going to have to double up on one of ours. Carl, what is your liquor, what's your favorite part, and what's your liquor?
When Kevin McAllister straight up murders those motherfuckers with a brick from the
room. That's my favorite part as well. Alright, that's fine. God damn it. All right, well, what's your liquor while I think about my new favorite part?
Melon liqueur.
Got to take a shot. Anything with Tim Curry in it.
I've been mixing the melon liqueur with Sprite
okay.
for the last like week at the house.
Okay.
It's been getting me fucked up, so
cool.
I just brought the melon liqueur, and we'll go with that.
That works for me.
I'd fuck that.
Her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, currently there or, like, in the past? Because, like, you look at her and you're like, okay, she's...
She was hot
a
once.
Little old, clearly dyed hair. Naturally, it's gray. There's no way it's not. Look at her eyebrows. However, there was a time. Speaking of there was a time, have you seen pictures of young Helen Mirren?
I have not.
Holy, you know Helen Mirren, the old lady actress?
Yes.
Yo, young Helen Mirren, hot as fuck. Holy shit.
Speaking about hot as fuck, have you seen Betty White young?
Yeah, yo.
Fuck.
Yeah, yo, on a scale of 1 to 10, that bitch is an 11.
God damn. Oof. You know, I would still fuck Betty White now, just to say I fucked Betty White.
Yeah?
Yeah, just, I mean,
why I mean,
not?
How many people get to say they fucked Betty White? Well, according to Betty White, a lot, right?
Well, I mean, so?
Hadn't she been in Hollywood long enough to see some shit and have sex with whoever she wants to have sex with?
She probably just, like, fucked who knows what with fucking starting cocaine off their chest while
yo,
fucking
she's been famous for decades before, like, cocaine was, like, the thing in Hollywood. What was the thing for them to do at, like, parties before Like you were like railing lines off a toilet.
Alcohol.
That was it?
The Prohibition? I don't know. Dinosaurs?
Poppers, probably. Maybe some lewds.
Heroin? Wait, no, that was an 80s
thing. Don't fucking knock it till you tried it, dog.
What?
I'm just saying.
What?
You anything new in life, you have to try three times. You have to try the first time to get over the fear, the second time to actually figure out how to do it well, and the third time, because now you've gotten over the fear and you actually know how to do it, you got to do it the third time to see if you like it. I don't care if that's drugs. I don't care if that's anal. I don't care if that's skydiving. You have to try anything three times before you have a valid opinion.
I just think you just like to be pricked.
I mean, I'm not saying that. Okay.
I mean, have you tried anal three times?
I mean, I'm not the bottom, sir.
Are you
However,
sure?
I have used that rationale more than three times, and I swear to God it works. If you gave me an hour, I could get you on board with why smoking prevents bear attacks.
Whatever, man. With my ass, you'll last 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I watch you on the internet. You just go out of your way to troll people. It's fucking great. I feel like... 90% of the time where I see you like in an argument with internet friends, which means not actually people whose opinion matters because they're internet friends, right? It feels like you see something and you're like, hey, I got an hour to kill. And you just fuck with people.
Not so much anymore. I've cut back trolling. After a while, it got kind of boring. It's just the same fucks every time. Fucking religious dumbasses and people who think they know stuff when they don't.
If you're not sparring with someone that's equally witty, it's not nearly as fun.
You're right. It isn't fun. And unfortunately, people on the internet are not fun. I mean, you're more wittier than... You people are a lot more wittier than the people on the internet.
Thanks.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
It sounded like a backhanded compliment, didn't
it? Yeah, but compliment.
A compliment is still a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter if it's backhanded. That's just a pimp smack. You should be honored. My God.
That makes us your bitches.
I'm glad you didn't whip your balls out.
Would you like me to?
No.
Maybe the audience wants to see it.
How will they? It's an audio podcast.
Imagination. Imagination. Fucking cursed.
I'm going to pick my favorite part, by the way, just because you've already taken the best.
My God, that scene right there seems like I'm just waiting for Chris Hansen to pop out and say, have a seat. Cookie, lemonade.
Look at that woman.
Oh my gosh, she's just checking out his ass. She's just checking out his ass.
Not cool.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. How you doing, lady? Oh, those guys were checking him out, too. Bunch of pedophiles. Jesus Christ. They're like, I'll show you a cannonball, kiddo. Fuck.
So my favorite part is going to be just kind of mix things up and get shots in a little earlier, I think. I'm going to pick the scene where they bust into the shower and he does that whole same fucking thing from the first movie.
Bust into the shower.
Where he has that fucking maquette set up to make it look like, the scene I'm talking about. And my liquor, I'm going to be choosing Black Sambuca. Because I have some left, and it reminds me of the very end of the movie, when they've got the fucking, they're covered in the fucking tar and shit, trying to shoot Kevin.
They get tarred and feathered?
Yeah, and like that stuff, like the, it chokes up the chambers of the gun, like Sambuca is going to choke up your esophagus, I think.
Carla, thank you for dragging ass, and I'm glad there was a failure in communication and you didn't bring liquor. Because I brought melon liqueur, and he brought Sambuca, which means tonight's easy, and we can drink like bitches. Because, when we have to drink, hard liquor, when we have to drink, shots of tequila, my night is immediately ruined.
Let me show you the text he sent, because he didn't say anything about liquor. He just says...
The whole thing is blamed on him.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always a failure in communication on Dave's part. Yeah.
Fucking goddamn immigrants.
I'm right. I'm here, Mm-hmm. and I'm also going to listen to this to edit it. But that's fine. Did you guys hear that to celebrate the 25th anniversary of this movie, so it must be 92. That answers my fucking question from the beginning of the episode. To celebrate the 25th anniversary, starting Friday, you can book a package at the Plaza that includes all of the kind of shit that Kevin gets to do.
Do I get to slap an adult in the face with a brick?
You get to experience pretty much everything that Kevin gets to do at the Plaza. So you get like a 4-hour limousine tour of New York. You get the room service like Kevin gets, including an oversized, ridiculous sundae like he's eating right now. All this kind of kitschy, gimmicky bullshit. Rates start at $859 a night for the Home Alone 2 package.
God, he better fucking give me a reach around. Jesus Christ. For that?
And that's a night?
That's a night.
Christ, dog, I could stay crunch. Home and spend that much money on cocaine and be good for like four.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know? Like, right? Think about it.
Seriously.
Like,
and I would join them.
Yeah, you can spend so much. You could spend $800 on.
Oh, Tim. Sorry, Tim Curry. Got a drink.
Way better shit.
I adore
some
this
people
man.
Prefer. This is. And stay with me here. Some people prefer ice cream to cocaine.
No, that is fine. Now, you can have your ice cream and your Coke, too.
Right,
like,
you
that's,
just sprinkle the cocaine over the ice cream.
Yeah, it's literally, when you sprinkle it on top of a
seriously.
Bowl, it's literally called sprinkles.
Don't you have imagination? Imagination! Jesus, dude.
What he said.
I guess I'm just not as cool as you guys. I don't.
I mean, it's nothing like that. We're all going to die young, but we're going to leave well. I mean, okay, I'm going to die young. Carla's already old as shit. But we're both going to leave very well-preserved corpses.
Yes, you are, mm-hmm. aren't you? Look at you. You're looking very good, man, Carlo.
Oh, thank you. I masturbate at least 40 times a day, evenly on both hands, which allows, you know, muscle
and with
tone.
And with the legs as well?
Yeah, it's always good to squat.
Good, while you masturbate.
And pooping at the same time.
Well, there's the key.
I have also found out that whenever you're jacking off, if you actually, instead of jack off with your thumb up and towards the audience, if you turn your hand palm down and you jack off with your thumb on the base of your dick, like aiming towards your balls.
You get a better workout.
No. What it does is it actually works on, what is this muscle up here?
Shoulder muscle.
Yeah. If you jack
thanks,
off like
Dr.
that,
Dandridge.
Your shoulders are jacked, dog. They're jacked.
Yeah.
Trust Carl. Like, trust one of you fuckers to be like masturbating. You'd be like, how can I work out more of my muscles while I do this?
Oh, bro. Yeah, and I got Popeye calves because I'll do everything while like doing like calf exercises. It gets to be really, really, really inconvenient. People make fun of me all the time. Do I give a shit? Fuck no.
You should never give a shit.
Ever. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Just because, you know, you like to take it up the ass through donkey dicks, that is your preference, and I respect you.
Hey, man.
Okay. It's not bestiality. It's interspecies erotica. All right.
Have you ever been to TJ? Let's back that up.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Have you ever, like, been in the room and seen, like, a donkey show, either one of you? Carlo probably has. Have you seen, like, a donkey show live?
You know, I refuse to answer that question.
Tell your story as if he answered yes, because I feel like that's going to be the most relevant.
I saw a donkey show in TJ, and I always thought it would be really funny and, like, a life-changing experience, and it was life-changing, but for, like, all the wrong reasons. Like, I literally... Okay, you donkey show, ha ha, that's fucking great. And then you see it, and okay, say you got like four kids.
You should not be going to a donkey show.
You only need to be in there for the birth for the first one. After that first one, you're like, I'm good. I don't want to do. You know what I'm talking about? No, not at all.
No, I don't like kids.
You know, I don't really.
I eat them.
You're realizing that someone might listen to this now as you stop that sentence, aren't you?
I mean, no. That's not even the case either. I also don't like kids because bad parenting runs rampant, and a lot of parents are shitty individuals, and a lot of kids with shitty parents are going to be shitty individuals too. I fucking hate like 99.999% of kids that I meet. I go to Disney, and it is birth control. Right?
I feel like I'm like the Goblin King, except I don't king-nut them to turn them. I eat them. for sustenance.
Fair.
You know, they're juicy. They're plump.
Sorry, you said Goblin King, and I just heard goblin, like goblin that cock. And then you're all like, they're plump, they're juicy. And it's like,
oh my God, his dick is so big.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's all, yeah, mental picture.
Oh, look, it's New York.
That's not getting out of there anytime soon.
We're the Trade Center.
Oh.
I mean, I get it was a preemptive move.
I can't stand this actor.
No, this hasn't been... He was on the fucking top of the World Trade Center. This movie hasn't... If you watch it on Freeform or like TV nowadays, they do cut the scenes of the World Trade Center.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's fucking... It's too... It's still too soon. You know?
It's not still too soon. It's 16 years
yeah,
later.
It's oh, no, done.
I'm with you guys.
And yet, the loss of life like sucks and shit, but the Trade Center, they were really tall. Other than that, they... I mean, even in that shot with him on him, they kind of look like shit.
Kind of boring, right?
Oh, yeah. Tim Curry, got a drink.
See, we should have had Carlo on for the Rocky Horror Picture Show episode
or
something. Oh, man,
forget I would be fucking gone.
Definitely should not have had him on for Django.
Django? Oh, God, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't remember Django.
So,
Django Unchained?
Don't remember.
With all the black people?
What's that?
And the slaves?
Who are those? What are those?
Look at him playing coy. So,
this guy.
When, this is interesting to watch. This is kind of like inviting your ex-girlfriend to hang Tim out Curry. With your girlfriend at the time. Because Carlo, actually, before we recorded and released Big Gay Date, the first two seasons at this point, Carlo did a demo with me. And he was the first one to try Big Gay Date. And we watched Con Air. And it was interesting, but not good, not suitable to air, shall we say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The audience do. But it's really cool to see that you've gone on to your own podcast with Doug.
Yes.
And how many episodes in are you now?
Let's see. We are on... We're going to be episode 12?
Cool.
No. Mm. No. Oh, my God.
I feel like it's been more than that.
No, more than that. Mm. Sorry. Episode... See, my birthday was episode 15? So I think episode 16 is the next one.
I didn't listen,
doing.
So...
I think so. I think it's episode... So I think we're going to be episode 16, and that episode... maybe a very anticipated episode that a lot of people has been wanting us to do for
Which,
a very long time.
Can you paint me, like, tease me?
One
paint
word.
Paint me a word picture.
Religion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck.
Cool.
So,
because you guys don't have any kind of, like, our thing is we're going to sit and just comment on this movie as we see stuff that kind of piques our interest or just ignites a discussion, but you guys just kind of go in kind of almost blind every week, right?
Yep. Well, no. We do a little bit of... Oh, Tim Curry. Hold on. Got a drink.
Now, dude, okay. I don't think Tills actually say that.
Oh, right? Tim Curry. Got a drink.
How do they know it's stolen?
Yeah.
It should in 1992.
All right.
Yeah, decline. That's all I get.
You
at
said
work.
Dick. So, yeah, we somewhat prepare, but and we make sure we get our facts straight. And of course, if we get our facts wrong, we correct ourselves. Mm-hmm. But man, we are offensive as fuck. I mean, you think the demo we did was bad? You should hear the demo for our first episode. That's pretty bad.
I didn't think it was. No. Yeah, you're right. It was pretty. It was pretty offensive.
But
now I think.
But
about
you know
it.
What, though, man, I gotta say, I'm really shocked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am humbled. Of how many listeners we have.
You have more than us. And I think most of yours are not people thinking you're a gay dating website. So,
have you noticed the abundance of Middle Eastern dudes that have been liking our
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, and Asians.
Yeah, yeah, I've been getting added to like weird like groups and shit with like dead kids and like Arabic and stuff. And I'm like, bro, I'm right there
I'm
with
just
you
here for the funnies. Like,
yeah. I'm just here for the yucks, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't... Your local people dying really sucks, but I'm not trying to be recruited for like.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here trying to watch Die Hard.
Yeah, I'm not a social justice warrior. I don't even know where I am. Like 5 days out of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a social justice warrior for pussy. I mean, does that count? I mean,
what was that sentence you tried to spit out right
what?
There?
Spit? What? Swallow? These two guys just need to fucking get it over with. I mean, really.
No, that's our problem. Did. Yeah, come on. They've been in jail for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
God. I mean, really, the whole premise of Home Alone is two gay guys trying to break into a kid's house to rape them because they're two pedophiles. Well, Chris Hansen is catching up, and they just go balls to the walls to fucking rape a child. I mean, dicks out for these two guys, right? I mean, seriously.
So what's the plot for Home Alone 2, then?
More dicks.
Just...
Dicks 2.0! See? He gets it.
Uh-huh.
He gets it.
Dicks There's a reason why they're
dicks
the
in a toy
bandits.
Store.
No, yeah. The wet bandits.
The sticky See? Bandits, sticky for the love of fuck's
That's
sake.
That's even worse.
We're drinking the drink,
We
man.
Should call them moist bandits.
Yeah. There's definitely a reason why they're the sticky bandits. Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with semen.
First, someone's wet, someone's sticky.
I mean, is this an actual drink?
To be fair, we're drinking this out of wine glasses. It's supposed to be out of a martini glass. It's like
it's an audio show. You
I
didn't
know.
Have to tell them that.
But like it, all in the like in honesty,
imagination,
you know.
Man.
It's a chocolate martini mixed with but instead of chocolate, it's butterscotch schnapps. So it's
so
kind
this
of
this is an actual drink, just not something you just came out of your asshole. Just.
Not me, no, my friend. I reached out to who's a bartender who knows way more about which liquors go together. Because like the last couple episodes, we've tried making drinks based off of Saw and Hocus Pocus, and it's been interesting.
I'm just saying this. Okay, how do I put that? If it was like a food that was really good and like warm, I would like be like I would stick my dick in that. But like with this, like
it looks like you already did stick your dick
in. But I really feel like I could ply like people with daddy issues into bed with me with this drink and this drink alone.
Well, I will tell my friend. That's a glowing endorsement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know she's already helping with that.
My friend says that he can probably date rape some people. No. This is the story I'm going to tell her. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I don't need Rufinol. Well, because also, like, Rufinol, it's not nearly as useful as it used to be because, like, now if you put it in a drink, it makes it taste bitter and turn purple. Which I guess is really
like
smart.
Like pissing in a pool.
Yeah.
There's a giveaway.
It's a really good move for the victims.
Oh, wait, is it the same thing as a roofie colada? Because that gets me laid all the time. I mean, for some reason, police come to the door, but I usually get
I
laid.
Have a 100% success rate with a roofie colada.
I mean. Oh, God. Speaking of rapist.
This old man talking to a boy?
Has anybody been. Oh, yeah, that guy, too. Has anybody been watching. Been watching all the dudes that have just been sexually assaulting and or raping and or asking you politely and then still whipping their dick out in front of you and jacking. Has anybody been watching all that?
What's this about? I've not heard a single word
about
this. I
thought we were watching Home Alone
2. Oh, my God.
No,
okay.
I have. Yeah, it's horrible. It's
so
it's goddamn
apparently
itself.
Today Harvey Weinstein just got sued. For
6 weeks after the allegations came out,
another one. He got it was like sex trafficking or some bullshit.
Oh,
he got
that's
sued
way
for
different.
Something way worse.
That's
than,
way different.
Yeah,
holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. He's already a piece of shit, but now he's like being sued for sex trafficking. So like that's gonna get worse.
Why does America sue and not arrest people for that?
Why
stuff?
Is it a suit? Yeah. Why is it a civil suit and not prison? But it's not that okay. We've always talked about like just people being assholes. Like there are some situations where it's just really not that hard to just not be a dick occasionally. But it's really not that difficult to just not rape people. I mean, I know you're
I'm
on
doing
that
it
train
right
now, but like there was probably a good chunk of your life where you just didn't rape people, right?
I don't know. Do Barbies count?
No, those are acceptable. Barbies and dogs.
Yes,
totally
they're
fine.
Yes, if I
anything,
have never raped anything.
If ever. Anything, they're encouraged. All right. Just get it out of your system
Speaking
that way.
Speaking about you know, sexual
they make
assaults.
Your dick look huge.
All right.
They do right? Anyway, so this one I read, which made me chuckle. Apparently, somebody came out and says that Stephen Hawking. Sexually, whatever. a sexual
He's in a wheelchair
assault.
Already. The least you could do is get his fucking
apparently
name
Apparently, he was kind of a cunt before he was in that wheelchair, so...
You're right, but the problem is the time frame that he supposedly...
Was he already in the wheelchair?
Yes.
How did he sexual assault them?
I don't know. I mean, maybe verbally.
I thought
your vagina with my chair. Waka
oh,
waka.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I thought the whole thing with him was his fucking nurse abused him or something.
I don't know.
Is it now the other way around? Probably. Like what?
It's probably both. You being a victim of your nurse sexually or physically abusing you and you being a cunt are not exclusive.
I don't know. I was like, maybe his celestial dong wants to enter her quantum singularity.
Isn't your girlfriend a nurse?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that why you can say that with absolute certainty? Because you're also a cunt.
I mean, kind of. Kind of.
Difference is you asked for the abuse.
Hey, man, I didn't ask for nothing. I just do what I'm not going to say I'm do what I'm told, but.
I think I'm missing something here.
Yeah, I just go with it.
I think I'm definitely missing something here.
It's like it's a sex thing.
What's that?
Speaking of, okay, this is not even sex, but did you guys know what waffle stomping is? Clearly he does.
I don't know what we're laughing about.
So a friend of mine...
I do.
A friend of mine posted on Facebook recently about like his lactose intolerance getting worse and like he shit his pants. Mm-hmm. And when I say friend, I mean like acquaintance that I'm also friends with on Facebook, not somebody I've ever hung out with. Like,
me and
Carlo have hung out off and on for years now, but we're not like super close homies.
No, but I consider you a friend.
Yeah, absolutely. But I am like
so,
your homie.
So dismissive.
In comparison to that, yeah, that sounded not legit in any way, shape, or form.
Carl, you're one of my greatest friends. I consider you like a bro to me.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Weird.
And then, but.
Yeah, but this fucking guy, like, nothing. So he posts about this whole lactose intolerant being horrible, and he shit his pants so bad he had to, like, he was at like a theme park or whatever and had to like buy shorts and then disappear to a bathroom and lose his underwear and his pants because he had to use his pants to like wipe up his ass before he put on like the theme. It was horrible. I don't know why you're posting shit like that on your public Facebook. So I comment on it. I'm like, bruh, I'm like, you don't fucking, it's a part of growing up and becoming an adult. Everybody shits their pants. And I'm just fucking with him at this point. But I tell him, like, yeah, everybody shits their pants, bro. Don't even feel bad. And then there's, like, 30 comments of people being like, yeah, bro, I shit my pants, like, last week. And, yeah, bro, I've shit my pants, like, eight times since I, like, turned 30.
I'm shitting my pants right now.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, nah, motherfuckers. I was like...
Oh, Tim Curry again.
I was trying to be witty, and y'all are actually talking about shitting your britches.
Well, for the love of fuck's sake, hang on. I was thinking he was going to run away from the hotel, and I thought we'd missed my favorite part. My consolation part for taking
Why
a
does
shot.
It feel as though the Baileys had curdled on top of everything else?
Because you're not drinking it fast enough.
No,
it is
curdling? No. You know that feeling where like you like have a frosty and it's almost totally melted, but like there's that floating like crystallized like layer of frosty. It's like half an inch thick. Mm. That's what's happening in this drink right now.
Okay.
I know Bailey's doesn't curdle because there's alcohol in it, and that would scientifically make no sense. But however,
we live in a world where science facts don't count anymore.
Oh yeah, facts don't matter. Where the facts don't matter and points mean nothing.
God, I can't stand that actor.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, he annoys me.
Yeah, bro. He annoys everyone.
Fuck. Women pay me to give them pleasure.
This is the Bruce only Jigler. Film I can tolerate him in. I do not like that guy at all.
Ugh.
Him and Adam Sandler. It's like, just... I know, I can see you're trying. It's really evident that you're trying, but just...
Tim Curry.
Just pump the brakes, dude. Just be a little more real.
Yeah.
You don't have to be on 24/7, you know?
Now, Tim Curry, though. That man. Oh, Tim Curry.
Oh.
It's so sad now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, everybody that we grew up with is getting old as shit. Like, what do you
look
expect?
Look at Carlo.
Yeah. Although, Carlo, for real though, for somebody that's 40 years, I mean, don't furrow your brow. Unfurrow your brow.
That makes it, yeah.
For somebody that's 40 years old, I legitimately do not see a single wrinkle on your face. Like, well, at all.
I mean, semen does have aging properties.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to keep it on there and then wait till it dries and you can peel it off like a mud bag.
Take your glasses off a second.
That's what I've heard.
I can't do that, Jim.
Now, do you source the semen? Or is it your own? Are you doing like a...
It's my own. It's my own because, I mean, the thing just kind of like a camel just spits up.
You're like Kirk Cameron with the cereal on the spoon catapult in the beginning of Growing Pains.
Yes. Yes.
Got you.
He gets me.
Got you. Kirk Cameron. I want to tag that motherfucker on Google. Kirk Cameron, sperm catapult.
I thought that was
going
to go another way. Like, he wanted to tag him in the ass or something. I'm sorry.
I mean, that may...
I wasn't sure where that was going.
Change his views on the universe and religion and...
I mean, if you want to talk science, we can talk science.
Bro, I'm down to talk science all day. So, girl I've been talking to for the last, like, few months, member of fucking Mensa, and has been introducing me to, like, super fucking smart people. Yeah, we'll catch up on that after the fact.
Oh, okay.
But it's been really nice hanging out with motherfuckers that, like, you talk to them and you're like, oh, it feels so good to talk to people that I know, without a doubt, are smarter than me.
Okay, you don't understand why I'm giving you the brow.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, no, as long
I'm
as
right
you go,
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the
one part that I kind of leave out on. I mean, my therapy we talked about on podcasts, like depression we talked about.
Are you really going through therapy?
I didn't have insurance. I spent a lot of money on therapy after life changed like 4 months ago.
All right. With not busting your balls. I mean, I might later, but for right now, what is that? I mean, I thought about that. I always thought it was a hoax, but apparently it works for a lot of people.
Oh, totally fucking works. I have friends of mine that were having me like update them after every therapy session because they were like doing the online thing. It's like $20 an hour and you do it on Skype. And apparently that helps a little bit. But honestly, when I was going to therapy, the person that was running my therapy, like talking to this shrink was, it felt like she talked to me like the black lady in the Oracle in the first Matrix talked to Neo.
Oh my God, like soothing?
Almost. Yeah. She literally, like, she didn't want to know, she wanted, okay, tell me about everything, and then tell me what you think is wrong with you.
I mean, did you literally tell her everything?
Absolutely, like, and she was the coolest fucking lady in the world. She, every time she would, she would work with you for an hour or so, and then she would tell me she didn't want me coming back because me coming back and spending money at her office means that I wasn't fixed yet.
Wow, that seems very non-capitalistic.
Yeah. Like, she legitimately just doesn't want people to have, like, issues, you know? And she, I was going through a really bad time, and she's like, listen, she's like, and I thought that I was broken. I thought that I was, like...
Like, my kind of bad time? I mean, you remember.
Yeah. So bad that I got into two wrecks within 2 weeks. The second one was kind of intentional. I was disappearing and going to a bar and then waking up the next day at like 2, and I have already been at work at my factory job for 6 hours and had to look at my bank statement and figure out where I went by where I spent $400 in alcohol. It was bad. I thought it was all like everything was like I thought I was broken, and she explained it to me that like any work in progress, like any art, like work in progress, sometimes it looks better than it does at others.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second.
Never want to use the orange one.
All right, that happened.
But yeah, bro, therapy fucking worked. It was great. It's expensive as fuck if you don't have insurance. And she was the third therapist I found.
Oh.
First two make you feel like a fucking patient. That third broad just talks to you like a person.
So I mean, like I said, joking aside, it really was helpful. Like, legitimately helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I only stopped going once I didn't have the expendable income to just go when it... Because she was a little expensive. However, no matter how late your hours were, if I hit her up by like noon and been like, hey, I'm going to be getting off at like 6-7 o'clock, can you still squeeze me in? And she's like, yeah, I'll meet you at the office.
I mean, I squeezed one out, so I don't know if that's the same thing.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, it is, but emotionally rather than with your cum.
He is looking at me with anger. Such anger. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, therapy. I tell everybody, jump on it. I was kind of ashamed of it, and then I started just being really open because, I mean, everybody's a little fucked up. You know, and everybody's going through their own bullshit. And once I started being open about it to, like, all my friends, I found out that, like, looking at you and Dave, some of the only motherfuckers that I've talked to about it that don't have their own therapist currently. The moment I started being open about it and found out that 90% of my friends had their own therapist and are dealing with their own shit, makes me not even sweat what's going on in my life.
Just do me a favor. Dave, when you listen to this, make sure during this whole rant that he's been saying the entire time, you do a soundtrack of the eHarmony theme song to this.
Yeah. Maybe a violin.
No. Because, you know, this would be an everlasting... It would be perfect. So
yes. I'm going to get right on that.
Yeah. Because that's what this needs.
Dave's not going to do a goddamn thing. He's literally going to go...
And upload. Enjoy this, Asians and Middle Eastern.
Did you just refill my drink?
Holy shit, where'd that come from?
You know what? Before you go pee, let's take this shot because I feel like we've completely missed this whole scene of the shower. It also was not the scene I was thinking of. It's just Rob Schneider that goes and spots him in the shower, and I thought it was the whole group, but that's actually the scene where he's going in on the movie and everything, but now he's left the hotel because he can't go back and he's not going to go in again, so...
Seriously, with this dude, how many fucking kids do they have? Why can this dude just not fucking...
We talked about this in the last one.
We tried to do a count and we still got lost.
I mean, my God, fucking... Throw it in her ass, dude.
There's like three families.
There's two families. There's two families with like 14 people altogether.
Speaking of, did you hear Prince William and Kate Middleton had another kid on the way?
Yeah.
Our sword guy, we have this English guy that like forges our swords for sword swallowing, and like I'm now doing blockhead instead of with like a nail, I'm doing it with a fucking orbitoclast with a lobotomy hammer and shit. Like it looks really cool, but we have this dude that does metalworking out of London. Super cool. Taught David Blaine how to regurgitate stuff. This motherfucker teamed up with some artist in the UK as soon as Kate Middleton and Prince William got pregnant. And they put out this shirt. And it's a horrible New York Times like style cartoon of Kate and Prince and the Prince. But they both have a thought bubble that joins and just says, anal? Question mark? And I want it so bad.
What, anal?
Yeah, that's...
shirt. I don't have any problem. Never mind.
No, I'm sure you don't.
Cheers,
Let's
fellas.
Take a constellation shot since I've completely missed my point. By the way, this is not Sambuca for most of you.
Oh, that was fucking disgusting.
That's not Sambuca.
No, oh. I ran out of Sambuca, so
that's
I picked the chocolate liqueur because it's also dark and muddy.
God, I'm such an alky.
I got the... If it's any constellation, I got the kind of half... black Sambuca and the half chocolate liqueur, and that's way worse than what your faces are telegraphing you had right now. So
this doesn't feel like chocolate though. It more tastes like if I were to like melt a Tootsie Pop.
What are they made out of?
Yeah, it definitely tastes like if I were to melt a Tootsie Pop and then drink that.
Well, you know what? If you're going to criticize my liquor choice, maybe next time you can.
Oh, do it, kiddo. Do it. They're two hookers. Do it, man. Do it.
I live on OBT. I met the nicest hooker the other day.
Oh, no. She's just going to fuck.
Every hooker I've met in the last 3 months have been super nice. Like, everyone is just, like, successively nicer than the
gonna
previous.
He's going to fuck the pigeon lady, isn't he? He had two fucking perfect
hookers. How many
hookers
have you met in the last 6 months?
A lot, bro. I bike up and down OBT for, like, exercise, so I just run into, like, working girls. They're all so nice, man. They're all so... Once they realize
working
that
girls
you're not
like,
trying to, like, spend money...
Yeah, working girls like Melanie Griffith in that 80s movie,
I mean,
or...
Or, like, Dolly Parton
in
9 to 5.
Yeah, closer to, like, closer to those trashy bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, Melanie Griffith... Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Yeah, yeah, closer to the lady gremlin in Gremlins 2.
The drag gremlin.
With the
yeah.
with the
yeah.
with the leopard print.
Hot.
Uh-huh, that
I'd fuck
one.
That.
That does that does it
definitely
for you.
Fuck that.
Oh yeah, bro. I was 16. I remember thinking about that lady gremlin.
I mean, I think I'm thinking of that now.
You know, this came out the same time as Who Framed Roger Rabbit, right? And you guys chose to masturbate to the female gremlin.
Have you seen those lips? Dear fucking God.
It was just as easy to masturbate to the Sears catalog, though.
Yeah.
I usually masturbate to tinfoil, but I mean, really.
Speaking of masturbating, it's really hard for me to masturbate over those glasses, Carlos.
Because it has your reflection.
I like how you called him Carlos.
No, I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it because, like, but you're thinking of baby Carlos from
no,
the Hangover
just,
that wears the glasses?
Doing it and see how long it takes.
Maybe
you're
getting
him
pissed off
committing.
Enough where he throws his glasses off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give me an
you,
accent.
You keep calling me Carlos, man. I'm going to fucking punch you in the nuts.
Can you hit me with an accent?
With his
mouth.
You
in the fucking nuts.
Not a nut shot, an actual accent.
I mean, what accent do you want?
I don't know. Something that sounds like you would be named Carlos.
Don't ask him to do accents because...
Yeah, that's horrible. We're already asking him to not talk about...
Black people and everything.
You know what? I have... Wow, I mean, you brought it up.
Now I'm going to talk about black
yeah.
people.
I wasn't going to...
Yeah, fuck
not at
me.
All. Not even once.
Why not?
Because I'm black from the waist
too.
Down. I understand where they're coming from.
Oh, I
see. That means two things.
I see. I see.
Oh.
But how you doing, man, really?
All right. I mean, I'm doing okay. I mean, school. Mm-hmm. All right, this is going to be a boring-ass segment.
It's all right. Carl's the fun one's back in 2 minutes. Don't
right.
worry.
And of course, Macaulay Culkin's about to fuck the bird lady. But anyway, I digress. School's going great. You know.
Good.
For those of you who don't know, I'm going to school for... astrophysics and planetary science. So I are smart.
Were you pausing for a little applause right there?
I was. Like, thank you. Yeah, you noticed.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's almost like you told the story before.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to school for astroplanetary science.
And that's really about it. I've been traveling a lot. That's mm-hmm. been fun. You know, traveling all over the place. My Camaro has seen tons of states. Sorry. And does that say give me a hand job? Oh, no, never mind. Sorry. I read that wrong.
Did I just catch hand job? I feel like I missed a lot more than I should have.
I don't know, but I mean, are you looking at titties on your phone?
Huh? No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay,
I'm just...
all right. Anyway.
That looks like titties on your phone.
It looks like titties on your phone.
Where are you? Yep. Where are you
yep,
hating?
Yep, those are titties.
I'm not hating. Right I'm kind of stating the obvious.
Just
that's,
like
that's not hating.
Said, bro, why not? Why are you lying to us?
I'm actually kind of envious. I wish I had titties on my phone.
Do we have an episode of Carl's Crazy Bitches? Or now that you're in a different place in your life, are we going to kind of put that segment to rest for the new season?
I don't know. I'll have to.
We can put it to rest. It's absolutely fine.
We don't have to put it to rest. We
do
can
you
just
still have crazy
like
bitches
look,
hitting
see,
you up?
Look, she knows a place. She's going to fucking take her to a place, pull out her teeth, and fucking give him a hummer. My God.
Yeah, we can put the crazy bitches on pause.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they're not gone. Like,
they're
still
in a holding pattern while your status
I
is changed.
I still get crazy broad
music.
Like messages and like
classical
picture messages
music is
shit.
A wonderful piece of art with fine, poetic instruments. From the finest performers on earth.
Is there really a hole just right there? That seems like
yes.
weird. Really?
No, they're totally... Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've watched numerous shows from right there. Not at that theater, but like in numerous theaters.
Just in the lighting.
It's like making love to a sweet, sweet apple pie.
However, them not putting a light where his head was, that is fucking...
Yeah.
I would fire that tech.
This scene right here. That makes me want to buy $240 worth of pudding. Oh, yeah.
I can't tell if Carlos is just turned on by the bird lady or turned on by the boy.
Now you ask yourself,
it's
Carlo,
the bird lady, dog.
Where'd you get yourself $240 from?
You say that with such certainty. Like,
you don't worry, you pull your little head off.
It's absolutely the bird
concern.
Lady. What, you don't find her fucking attractive?
Excuse
there was
me.
A time.
We'll go back here and do a little sweet nothingness pudding.
Oh, has she so been fine. In anything else?
I'm gonna
her?
This bird lady all night
probably.
Long. My God, look how dirty she is.
I mean, she's not actually a bird lady that lives in New York City.
Do it on your own time, man.
I'm sorry. I'm just, the way that pigeon is like pecking on his hand, I'm just getting excited.
Like, that's her head, and like...
Oh, shit.
You know it.
No, I don't. I'm trying to wrap my head around what you're finding so arousing about.
I'll give you something you can wrap your head around. Cheers.
If I wanted to, I couldn't.
Yeah. I assume he's talking about penis, and then I'm just logistically thinking about having to wrap your head around penis. And I just...
I
wrap a long penis around your head, right? Not your head around a long or
tiny. I mean, if somebody
penis,
was
right?
showing off, yeah, it seems like
fine,
easier.
I'll show off.
It seems easier go. To just fucking just.
Just kidding.
Like, if you wanted to show off to some, if a chick wanted someone to show off, you're like, stand behind me, but make your dick do like a loop.
I can do that.
Like,
I can do that.
Yes,
I can do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, yeah.
I can do that. I can.
What
that.
Are we talking about?
Penis.
I don't know.
I can do that. My dick could be like a fucking boomerang. I'll throw it at your fucking face. I'll come right back at you.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
Is it that stretchy? Like,
right? It's like fucking Stretch Armstrong.
That's
a 90s reference if I ever heard one.
Yeah, that's...
Which is the decade for this movie, which we should get back to.
That's true. Okay, so Bird Lady.
I was talking about the movie, about fucking the Bird Lady, but you guys were going off penises.
You guys, like it's our fault.
Yeah.
This motherfucker.
I mean, fuck me for inviting Carlo on, right?
It's good to see you guys.
Yeah,
it's good to see you too, man.
Anything.
You've been here for like almost 2 months now, and we haven't got a chance to hang out. I know a lot of that's on my fault. I was very busy for Halloween Horror Nights and shit. But I did see you. Actually, this is what I meant to mention when I was talking about what you've been up to. When I did Halloween Horror Nights, I was in the Vampire House one night, Hive, and first set, I swear, some fucking guy walks around. And I swear it's Carlo. So I'm just like, I'm wearing a mask, so I can see. Fuck all through, but I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna go for it, and I just reached in and I just grabbed his head and I just pulled it in towards mine and I gave him a little peck on the cheek and then I kind of sent him on his way.
I just told my party I was with like a vampire just fucking kissed me.
But no, the fucking the worst part is that for the next like 6 weeks now, because you never confirmed it, I texted him. I'm just like, mwah. Like in a text message, just like, hey, that's me. That's my way of saying it. And he's just like, what? And he's like, that was me in Hive. And he's like, I'm at home. So I don't know. And he's never actually confirmed it until just now.
Yeah, that
so that's
me.
Good to know.
You're so gay.
I fucking panicked, man. Most of my friends were telling me when they were walking through. So I was like, you know, I had kind of shit prepared. I had a couple of friends walk through that I knew ahead of time, so I was looking out for them specifically, and I thought to be like, you know, I was just going to kind of grab them in close, and then I was going to fucking bite down on their necks, like, but in a comedic manner. It was like, hang, 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 like a stupid vampire kind of thing. But I wasn't expecting to see Carlo. I fucking barely know he was in town and shit. And I saw some guy that looked like Carlo. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm in a mask. No one's going to know it's me. I'll just go in here.
No, you said... did I just see Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
Walk by.
It was either you or him. I don't know.
It was either you or Jeff Goldblum. You should feel that as a compliment.
I do.
Jeff Goldblum circa 1993, compliment. I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's older than Jeff Goldblum now, but he doesn't look it. That's weird.
Shirtless, seductively laying back Jeff Goldblum.
Dude, evil doesn't age. Okay, we marinate. All right?
You know
what else? Yeah, never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
And in 9 months, I, too, will deliver my alien baby.
She would just tickle in that pigeon with a pigeon feather.
Pigeon fucker.
That's like, hey, let me scratch your back with this severed arm that I took off of some other motherfucker.
Pigeon fucker.
That's fucked up, man. Fuck that pigeon lady. That lady's a bitch.
Pigeon fucker. They're watching me. Christmas star.
I feel like that at least once a week.
Oh.
That moon is moving fast.
No shit. Oh my God, is this where he finds religion?
I fucking hope not.
Oh, is that like one of his like little buddies? Or like he wish he had friends at this point? Oh, look, it's one of those poor New Yorkers. Oh, look at that. Man, New Yorkers are assholes. I mean, I can't be in a state when there's a bunch of full of me's. It just doesn't work that way. All right. So this is the part right here, for those of you who are listening, where Macaulay Culkin is going on 95th Street, and he's about to pull his genius out of his asshole.
Are you two guys doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger commentary like Predator, where you just talk about what's happening on the screen?
And then he's running.
God, he's going to get to the chopper.
And then he looks at the door.
He sees log things. You die.
Okay, all right. I know what the trigger is now. Jeez.
And look, he's climbing up the tube.
That's what my penis looks like in a vagina.
Rock, 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 rock.
Your penis looks like a 10-year-old boy.
My penis looks like Macaulay Culkin. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, hang on. This is not going to translate to audio, but is it because it looks like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Like a fucking porg from the Star Wars trailer. Oh my God, why has nobody fucking photoshopped Macaulay Culkin into the Star Wars trailer yet?
Oh my God, that is a very good point.
Right, that's my project for
hey,
tonight.
Hey, so we need to get together so I can make a single Christmas photo for this year. I was thinking about hanging a stocking off, going to the dollar store and picking up like a stack of the same stocking and then come in and take a picture of me with a stocking on my dick.
Sure.
And blur it out and then send everybody the 8x10 color glossy
along
and
with the stocking.
That stocking.
I would go smaller or also pixelize.
Wait, what?
What? He's saying you have a small.
Oh.
He's like, aw.
That's good. It's good to see we're making Carlo happy.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
This is Big Gay Day, right?
Yeah.
Gay Day is what happens after.
Yeah, we break off into study groups, and by study groups, I mean we suck each other's dicks.
That almost looks like he's just shoving it up his ass.
Take notes, Carlo.
You guys don't know what's serious and what's not. That was serious.
Yeah. Clearly from our audience.
Did you just snort?
Clearly from the audience we discussed earlier, like 75% of our fan base do not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's totally true. I bet you they speak English. They know what's up.
But they don't listen. They just think we suck each other's dicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, 69, right?
Yeah. Well,
no, we take turns.
And, you know, I've told him this before,
not very
but
productive.
I'll tell you. I knew a guy
Who knows a guy.
No. I knew a guy that could suck his own dick, and like, because everybody's like thought about that at least like once in your life. You know, like, can you suck your own dick? And you realize your ribs get in the way, and a lot of people just don't bend like that. But I was told that it's that when you can suck your own dick, it's actually not awesome because it's less like getting your
you
dick
end up
sucked
with a load
and
in your
more
mouth.
Like sucking a dick. Like that's it seems to make sense.
That's
you know?
An excellent point. It's not a 50-50 kind of the
yeah.
Of the
it's
feelings.
Not like getting
you're
your
gonna
dick
you're gonna think about one or the other.
Uh-huh.
Which one would you rather think about? But you always end up thinking about the one you don't think about.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty hot, so I would definitely suck my own dick. So,
but would you suck a dick?
I suck my dick. I mean, and it wouldn't be gay because it'd be masturbating. So
he's got a point.
Now,
I mean,
the question you should be asking yourself is, would I bust it in my own mouth?
Do I have to ask myself that question?
Yes, you do.
I'm not thinking about it that hard, Carlo.
I am, and I'm already hard.
I'm at like half chub.
And I'm super flaccid. So this is beautiful how we have this kind of arranged on the couch here. We have like
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could not be more soft right now talking about your
I'm
penis,
fucking
Carlo.
Raging. Uh-huh. It's like fucking Super Saiyan boner right
and
now.
And Carl's a little conflicted right in the middle.
Yeah, you know, it's a half chub. It's one of those where every time my heart beats or I tense up my stomach, my
it's
dick
like,
just
is it
going to
do something? No, it's cool.
Yeah,
is it
yeah.
Gonna, oh, no, it's cool.
It's doing, my dick's doing the pulse thing. Also,
your dick's doing the wave.
I got to use like a fucking $300-$400 pair of stethoscope the other day. And there's like mold. Whenever they like listen. Whenever doctors like use a stethoscope like in multiple different places on your chest and up towards like the base of your neck and shit, everywhere they stick it, they're not listening for from your heart. Like they're listening to like, depending on where they stick it, they're listening for like a different sound, you know. And you can find out different shit depending on where you listen, like on your chest from a stethoscope. However, when we were fucking at the stethoscope, I realized that if you got a raging hard on and you take that stethoscope and you touch it to like the half of your shaft that's closest to your body and the floor side of that shaft where that vein is, if you touch that stethoscope to it, you can actually take your pulse by touching a stethoscope to your dick.
Well, yeah, because there's blood rushing.
Yeah,
there.
Okay. And I thought that should have been common knowledge, too. But the medical personnel that I was talking to was like, yeah, we were never told that you need to, that you can, and that is like an option. But it's a really strong option,
Why
bro.
Did
it's
you
a
go
really strong
like
option.
Like, old redneck Southern.
Real
there for
Southern.
A
holy
yeah,
golly,
no
wow,
shit.
Fuck.
I mean, like,
and
you went so Southern.
I thought that was common knowledge, too.
Right. It looked like, sounded like your family was just like a stick in his family
Wait,
tree.
Wait, are y'all now just making fun of my accent?
What the
talking
fuck?
About
yeah.
Hard dicks?
I've done my shit. Now it's your yeah. turn. Now we're going to make fun of your accent for a while.
Like, seriously. I didn't realize you were an inbred.
That's okay. Eventually, we're going to make fun of Carlo.
I'm not inbred.
I'm sorry. Are you making fun of my sultry voice?
Eventually, we're going to make fun of Carlo's accent where it just goes super deep like
super.
This.
Deep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now Joe Pesci could have just stepped off that that seesaw. By the way, Carlo, fuck off.
I don't think
you suck as well.
I don't think Daniel Stern's that heavy to make him fly
no,
that far.
No, Daniel
the
Stern's the light one.
But again, this is the movie where we like, just throw all physics and all realm of possibility out of the
league. I've got this. These two are fucking mutants. Okay, they're goddamn fucking mutants, okay, with fucking healing factors like Wolverine. How else can they fucking survive this shit?
And super fucking white teeth for career criminals.
Right?
They don't have insurance.
No, they use Sensodyne.
Yeah, their teeth are right? so fucking white. They're using that charcoal shit.
Fucking place and product, you know, kind of just...
Yeah, but yeah. Daniel Stern is totally lighter than Joe Pesci. Like, that would be like if I plopped down in the center of this couch, it would V and both of you motherfuckers would go up in the air, even though I fucking know I'm the lightest one out of you two. Like, I fucking
Thanks, man.
Know
That's real
that.
Sweet of you.
What are you trying
Thanks.
To say? Dude, I weigh like 110 soaking wet.
Bull.
And he's
shit.
Always soaking wet.
Your thighs are like...
Your thighs are the size of my
one
legs.
One thigh is like over half of like my chest.
Are you calling me fat, bro?
I'm calling you way bigger than me is what I'm calling you.
My God, I'm all like super
And
sensitive.
You this guy too, like, though. This guy too. Look at you, man. How much
beefy.
Do you weigh
I can't
public?
Look at me. That's how eyes
I'm not,
work.
Like, I'm not saying
head.
That like, hey, you're huge, but like how...
Dave, you
do
are
you
beefy.
Weigh yourself a Publix? Do you weigh yourself a Publix?
What's a Publix?
Okay, Dave, do you weigh yourself a Publix?
What? I have a scale back there that I haven't used for 6 months, so you can ask me some really outdated questions.
No need to ask. I can already tell that you weren't interested in checking.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, I hit a certain number, and I was just... You know how if you like hit a high score in an arcade game and you're comfortable with it, so you're just like, all right, I don't need to keep playing. That's kind of how... That's the game I play with the scale back there.
I fluctuated and gained and lost. Like, I gained 15 pounds and lost, like, 9 in the last, like, month and a half. Because I've been getting really fucked up and then going inside and cooking the greatest meal that, like, my
I feel
fucked
responsible
up mind
can
think
for that
of.
Now.
Dog,
a lot of
I'm
that's
Paula
you just,
Deen in it.
A lot of that's just you sitting here drinking beer with me. I'm sorry,
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Calories.
Well, yeah. You got to walk inside and you're going to be like, oh, stick of butter.
I love butter.
Straight up murder.
No, look at this.
Boom,
shit.
He's
right?
Dead.
Right? No, he's not. He's a fucking X-Men. Look, he's about to fucking get right back up and
but
heal.
He should be dead. We know, like, where are we on the same page that if he was normal, he should be dead?
Mutant, yes. He was normal, but he's clearly a mutant. Clearly.
Yeah.
Fucking.
There should also be blood.
And there's none.
Both of these motherfuckers should die by the end of this scene.
The way they get their powers is they fuck small children, and that gives them, like, invincibility.
And you're on a list.
So that's why they're so desperate to fuck. It makes so much. This is a story. This is a plot point that I completely did not notice as a child.
Because you were probably part of it.
Denial.
I'm going to hell.
Now, okay, this scene where Joe Pesci stepped out of the way and then, like, it hit Marv, like, right in the head. I wonder how many times they had to have somebody, like, behind the camera throw the brick and miss Marv's head before they got, like, the shot they wanted.
I'm telling you, he's a fucking mutant with a healing factor.
He should be dead.
I'm telling you.
I want his little sweater shirt.
Oh, do you? You look cute in that.
The orange and yellow
one?
You
would look cute in that.
Bro, I could rake in so much dick.
You would bring in. I mean, that would bring all the fucking dicks to the yard.
Bruh, I'm going to turn some fucking pretty boys out.
Oh, shit.
Inside out.
My God, you'd be like a brick. Ouse.
Oh, no, man.
He likes the penis.
I'm not trying to, like, rape anybody. I'm just going to try to, like, let some frat boys lay some pipe and let me turn a profit on it. Like, that's all I'm looking for.
Like emotional profit or...
I mean, I could deal with emotional profit, but right. Financial profit would be better. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
What is this, by the way?
I have no idea.
What? Melon liqueur?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, that sucks.
That was really good. Good choice. Was that you? Well done. Was that you? Mm-hmm. Well done.
It tastes amazing with Sprite.
Yeah, that's good.
If only we had some Sprite.
Of course, the Brit here doesn't like it, of course.
Yeah, of course not. And, you know, honestly, he keeps saying, like, he's British and, like, from this tiny little village in the UK, it looks like the place in Hot Fuzz. But I don't fucking believe him because he bitches all the time. And most British people keep that shit to themselves.
Actually, he's not lying. When I went to London, and purely by accident, by the way, I was there for the royal wedding. Completely by accident.
Did you get an accidental invite?
Whose dick did you have to suck?
Metaphorically
to get that
speaking,
shit?
Yes. That's a long story. Anyway, that means two things. Anyway, so he's not lying. We met a couple of the locals there. It was really cool. I befriended some of them. I don't know how, but I did. And they took me to some of the local pubs, and that's where I tried Pimm's for the first time. Mm-hmm. And no, he's not lying. That shit is like Hot Fuzz. I mean, it's pretty legit.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit. And,
I'm just saying he bitches way more than British people do.
Well, I'm not denying where I'm from. I'm just saying I'm better than that now. So
he's like the colonials that just left Britain.
Yo, wait. Did he just pull a staple, an actual, like, pneumatic, like, staple gun staple out of his face or his nose?
Oh my God, I feel like the nose one didn't actually puncture. It just perfectly cupped his nose.
It
like
would have punctured.
Like a sleep apnea thing. But he's about to fall flat on his fucking face.
No, he's so... The thing is, you can tell. You realize that he's so powerful. He's
but
stupid.
But then, hang on, watch this. There is nothing stopping his face from hitting the concrete.
Oh, and just pancaking?
Know, yeah. And when you hit concrete with nothing, when your face hits concrete with nothing stopping it or slowing it down, you have no face anymore.
No, but mm-hmm. I told you, he is a fucking mutant.
But even Wolverine shows some damage and then he fucking, like,
he's more powerful.
CGIs himself out.
He's more powerful than Wolverine. He's more majestic.
I bet you if Wolverine were to shave his head, he'd have a lumpy as fuck head just from all the shit that he deals with. I could be wrong, but I fucking doubt it.
I mean, really, these two should be dead by all rights.
Absolutely.
I mean, all rights.
They should have been dead by Brick 1.
Brick 1, you probably could survive.
The fall would have killed that
motherfucker.
Have
you seen Walking Dead?
oh. That should have killed him.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that. Those aren't fucking play school wrenches or shit.
Even that last single one should have at least been a concussion.
Mm. Something. Something. This kid's a boy genius, and he's fighting against two immortals.
I like to imagine that Marv now, like, wiping his eyes, Marv is actually dead, and if he were to stop and pay attention, he'd see his body below him.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, there is a mythos saying that the dumber you are, the more invulnerable you are. That's the myth.
There's that whole thing about, you know, if you're drunk and you fall or something, right. Your body's limp, so it doesn't take as much damage.
That's fucking true, bruh. That's the drunker I am. I'm 10 feet tall and bulletproof and don't have to deal with the repercussions till the next day.
See? Or you
that's
just,
like my entire and career.
And that's future calls problems.
Right.
So. Yeah. That is my whole job for like 8 years. It's get drunk, deal with it later because I don't feel it until tomorrow.
Or you could eat like an entire tube of Vagisil and watch like NASCAR and you'll be invincible.
Dog, I could eat an entire tube of Vagisil and do so many different things.
My God.
I thought you just like you were just gonna end that sentence there. It's like, dude, I could eat an entire tube of Vagisil. I'd just be done with and that's my axe.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh.
Speaking of my act, I didn't realize how many different ways I could whip my dick out.
I thought really there was
I'm what? Doing a like, guest okay. spot.
I'm gonna whip it out like on the stage.
Oh my
lights.
God!
Oh, it comes from
do
stage right.
Do you
whip
out your dick like Stan's father in South Park when he does cock magic?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Actually, the whole reason why I got it on stage when I did was because cock magic had just come out, and I was like, okay, barely any magician's gonna do cock magic because all of them like actually like working and don't like offending people. But I'm gonna be the first one. That's actually doing cock magic, and then I did.
Now, what'd be impressive? And I don't know if you've done this or not, so I'm gonna act like you haven't. Even if you did, I don't know it. You should do cock magic, and then literally have two cocks. When I mean cocks, I mean like roosters just come out of your junk. Just
can you fit those in there? I mean, you can fit a rabbit in a hat, right?
I mean, can that work?
I can fit like four rabbits in there,
dude.
It may. However, what would be just as cool is if I could get a photo. Of me just naked with a drink in one hand and a cigar in the other. Not actually naked. I'll wear my flesh-colored shorts. Mm-hmm. See, this is obnoxious. But if you could pixelate out my junk, Dave, so sure. It looks like I'm naked, and then just Photoshop two roosters on
okay.
the other side.
Right there. I mean, right there. Look at this shit. He's a fucking skeleton, okay? He looks like something out of
fucking
Grateful
Dead.
Dead, all right?
I've got a couple of extra chalks in my life, right?
His fucking skin grew
if
back.
If you turn into a skeleton, regeneration. That means that... I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit X-Men theories.
That means you're
anymore.
Dead.
Yeah.
Regeneration. I'm sorry.
Also, I mean, this is not a fault on the invulnerability of our antagonists. Yes. It's not a fault on them, by the way. But also, all that paint that fell on Marv, why the fuck was that there? There were some really weird colors. Who the fuck is designing this place?
Martha Stewart.
Did this happen in the first film as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
But we're going to go. But it's the sequel, so we're going to go bigger, and now he's going to blow up the house, essentially.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
my.
Who the fuck is renovating this house? By the by, like, they you just know, they leave all the fucking doors unlocked. They there's holes, massive holes in the floor.
Why did all that? Why did all that fire like boom look like
this
a
house
strobe light or a flash pot?
This and then smoke like pours out of the windows and shit. Like this house is not sealed.
Yeah, and it's fucking his beanie's blown up all comically and shit. That looks like a synthetic beanie.
His
that
head
be
would
melted
be,
to his head.
His head would be gone.
Yeah, it should be like napalm on your bald ass dome.
His fucking brain should have fried. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. He looks like a fucking like Bob Ross just ejaculated all over himself.
I'm gonna put a happy little semen right here.
Bob Ross doesn't do a lot of ejaculating, but I went and painted over at Bob Ross's grave recently.
How do you know that Bob Ross doesn't do a lot of ejaculating?
That same question.
I literally sat there with him for like 8 hours.
Did you use his paintbrush?
He didn't do a lot of jacking off. I did a lot of jacking off, but he didn't really do all that much jacking off. You know Bob Ross is here in town?
Really?
Yeah. His grave is over down 535 out towards...
It's
like,
right
Goza
next to the Michaels.
Shit.
Oh. I bet Carrot Top once. It was boring.
Huh?
What?
What about Carrot Top?
I met him.
That motherfucker. Yeah, bro, I met him too at the fucking Publix. That motherfucker is jacked.
No shit.
What the?
It doesn't look right.
Yeah, and I fucking hate Carrot Top's comedy. I hate prop comedians. I don't think he's funny at all. However,
oh boy,
every time I met him, he's been the nicest fucking dude, man.
He was nice.
Yeah. I really like meeting comedians that are way nicer than you would expect.
I mean, I wanted to arm wrestle him.
Yeah?
But it never happened.
You know who else is really nice, surprisingly? Dustin Diamond was really nice to me.
Really?
Yeah. Super nice. Don't know why. I didn't do anything. You know, no reason to be nice to me. Super nice to me.
You know who else was really nice that I met? Johnny Depp was really nice when I met him.
Yeah, because he did Pirates, right?
Yeah, he was really, really nice. Orlando Bloom was a fucking douchebag. And, you know, I always thought he was a douchebag, but he proved it. Mm-hmm. He proved it, little fuck.
So this is after Lord of the Rings, right?
It was before Lord of the Rings.
Sorry, actually. This is after Lord of the Rings. Before. Wait, it was before?
Before, I think.
No, Pirates 1. Was Pirates. After Lord of the Rings.
Was it? I thought it was before Lord of the Rings. I could be mistaken.
It's been like 2 years. No, it was 2001, 2002?
I thought it was before, but I could be mistaken.
So Orlando Bloom was just getting his dick wet in that I'm a superstar thing while Johnny Depp has been doing that shit for a little bit.
Veteran, yeah.
Like, when I met him, it was kind of weird. I was like, I was right next to him, and I kind of looked up, and I just went, hi. And he went high back in his Jack Sparrow kind of voice. And then He stayed in character the entire time. So we started talking, and could realize we had the same similar style of music. The only person I've noticed, you know, we talked about the same bands. He liked V&V Nation. He liked Skinny Puppy. He liked Icon of Coil. He liked
Everybody should like Ogre, bro.
It's never Ogre.
Skinny Puppy's my shit.
Yeah, Skinny Puppy's great. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so he actually started to loosen up. He was still in character, but he became less rigid. And he was telling me about the Iron Maiden he has in his house from Sleepy Hollow. So it was pretty cool. Nice. Pretty cool. So
I like how you just casually dropped that in as a conversation there, like, oh, you know who's really cool? Johnny Depp.
Well, I mean,
so for those who don't, pretty much everybody's not going to know this, that Carlo was an extra. He was a what was your role on Pirates 2?
Pirates 2 and 3.
Oh,
yeah,
a recurring role.
Yeah, I was a Russian pirate.
Uh huh.
I mean, I was fucking armed to the goddamn teeth.
Did you hack the DNC?
You know it. Jesus, fucking Christ! All right, what?
Don't look, you said a Russian pirate. I'm sorry. I just did a show over at the Tampa Improv. And afterwards, I meet some dude at the meet and greet. And like, he walks up to me and he doesn't say a single thing. And I just look at him like, bruh, you look like the fucking doppelganger of this one circus Russian I know. And the guy looks at me and he pauses for a second. And then he goes, I am Russian. And... I just called this Russian dude out for being Russian, like, from 15 feet away.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Doesn't happen often.
No, it was a terrible story. No, cool story, bro. It was fucking terrible.
I am Russian.
You tell the best stories. He fucking sucks.
Bruh, we're at, like, the last, what?
Maybe you can tell better stories on your own podcast, Carla.
Fuck you.
You, motherfucker.
We got 20 minutes left of this bitch.
It's not bad. Yeah. What? How are you going to just grab and pull? Why aren't you going to do the tap, tap, tap like you did the last night?
Yeah, hey, look, fucking, you got your hand destroyed.
I'm wondering what that sound is as it fucking like trampled down the stairs.
And why the fuck is it staying upright?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if that did, which it wouldn't, but if it did, it would crush every fucking bone in their body.
Oh, yeah. That's just assuming that all the weight bounced out on the way down.
Right. You know, and watch, they're gonna regenerate right back to normal. It's just fucking mutants, man. Down with the mutants. All right, down with mutants.
These guys.
Kerosene, fucking kerosene. I mean, this kid's a fucking boy genius. for those of you who are listening,
or a sadist,
he's on the roof right now with a rope, and he's good climbing down on this brick building like fucking Spider-Man.
Spider-Man never fucking climbed down a building with a fucking rope.
You know,
yeah, this kid grew into Jigsaw, right? That happened?
I think so.
That's the theory.
That's good. I haven't heard that one.
No? Oh,
no, yeah. That's good.
There's a great website called Reddit you should check out.
Really?
It's the pulse of the internet.
What's that?
Reddit.
What?
It literally says that on the homepage.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll get you there.
I like to eat.
Marv's a way worse shot than he crayons. Is, because goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
What did he need? He nailed like with what, turtles. Like four bricks?
I like turtles too.
Yeah?
Turtles are great.
Aww.
Oh, you guys should make out and get married.
That's so cute.
I get romantic with them. I give them a little wine.
Oh my god.
And then
totally
I stick my
suck
dick
my
in
dick.
Their shell. What?
Nothing.
You'll know.
Oh my.
You'll know.
I like how the iron, the brick prints in his face were still visible despite the fact he got covered in paint earlier.
Uh-huh.
They got hit by bricks.
Like, the bruising is so bad that it's pushed through the paint? Is that what's happened?
He's a rope full of kerosene. He's lighting it. Oh, that would go up so much more faster.
Yeah. Yeah, that would already be entirely burned all the way up to the top.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody breaks into my house, I know what to do.
You just murder somebody and then bury him in the backyard.
Is that a t-shirt? Everything I learned about preventing home burglaries, I learned from Home Alone.
Yes. Goddamn, yes.
This should already have went up.
All right, that should have killed them, okay? But no. Why?
Because they want to kiss?
Because they're fucking mutants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mutants.
And facial.
Now they're dead.
Clearly they're not.
They should be.
They should be. They should have been dead a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Should have been murking Joe Pesci's ass and burying him in a cornfield. Right? That's what happened?
This kid should be going to fucking jail for, like, what, murder two or something?
Bro, he's going to be such a functional rapist. Like, okay, check it. Nowadays,
he's going to be such an efficient rapist.
You know how, like, if there was, like, a Mount Rushmore for rapist, we would have, like, Bill Cosby's face on it four times?
Pudding Pops!
Yeah, bro. Kevin McAllister would kill that shit. He would kill it.
I mean, he's definitely one of these individuals. As a kid, he was cute as hell, but as a grown-up, he is ugly as fuck. Ugly.
So wait, he did it for
fuck.
You as a kid, but now he's old and...
yeah, duh. Okay.
did you see him with his stringy hair doing the sketch where he, like...
Kevin McAllister taking an Uber, right?
Yeah. Where he's all, like, fucked up and talks about, like, his family leaving him not once, but twice. But his hair is so... Okay, I'm a cigarette smoker, and I watched that video, and I'm like, oh, bro, his hair totally smells like nicotine. Like, there's no way it doesn't smell like cigarettes and failure.
Man, you should smell my farts.
We have.
Your butt? Your farts? What did you just say?
I'm just saying. I mean, you described that well.
I mean, yeah, I'm used to being around... failures.
You're welcome.
I'm right here, man.
I'm gonna go pee.
You're gonna miss the birdseed thing, man.
You are not a failure. You have one of the greatest collections I've ever seen for a human being.
Oh, you're talking to me, not to Carl. I thought Carl was going to leave because he felt like
a failure. He has the greatest collection of failures, but you have the greatest collection of toys.
Fail with class.
I have ever seen.
Thank you, man.
I mean, it is epic. This guys, listening, you have no idea the amazingness of his collection. I mean, it is fucking orgasmic, nerdgasmic. Okay. And there's a bunch of pigeons that are about to attack two pedophiles that have superpowers because she has superpowers like Aquaman, except she does it with pigeons because she's
Birdman.
Oh my God. She's Birdman.
Except she's a woman.
Now look, dude, we don't assume gender, okay? All right? She can be whatever she wants to be. So if she wants to be Birdman, you let it be. My God. There's like 476 genders, okay?
That scream is fantastic.
Fucking the ball. Fucking pecking his balls. She's fucking laughing maniacally.
Fucking Daniel Stern, fucking MVP of the whole franchise. Like, he has a tarantula on his face in the first movie. His balls pecking his balls.
His balls pecking his balls.
Balls upon balls upon balls. He has birds pecking his balls in the second one.
I mean, come on. This is a bit overkill, don't you think, with the fucking fireworks? That's what happens when I bust a nut. It looks just like
that. The police turn up?
You know it. You know it. You fucking know it. They like me, though, so it's okay. I bribed them.
When it comes into, like, you and your actual physical relation, like physical location of your house and its relationship to children, how close can you actually get to a school?
I'm sorry. I stopped listening. What?
Carl's asking if you're allowed within 200 meters of kids.
Like,
Asking if you have to search for them or you just step out to your front porch and rake in the underage little fuckers.
Well, let's see. When I step out of my front porch, it's kind of like the ice cream man.
Wait. Are you the ice cream man, or are you one of the legion of children running up ready to suck his dick?
Like, is there an army of pedophiles waiting outside your house?
Yeah, do y'all have
know? I know you look young, but do they not know you're 40?
They totally fucking... I mean, I know I was saying I didn't see wrinkles, but he's 40.
That's because I just fucking told you. Okay, what are you? How old are you? What? 46?
This is where Carl reveals that he wrote down a number in an envelope and sealed it under the toilet seat for the last 2 hours.
God, I've got to do that again. Okay, so check it. Carlo, you don't know what that's... Okay, we play poker with Chrissy and John, right?
Okay, yeah.
Chrissy and John get irrationally angry.
I thought we don't use actual names here.
You went ahead and fucked it up, so now I'm just committing. So, cool, real names. These motherfuckers are really good friends of ours, and we play poker with them. However, if it's like 3 or 4 in the morning, and they've stayed here all night, and then get knocked out of a poker game, they get mad. Because you've spent here, you could have left at like 11, you know? They get angry.
You're here a whole evening ahead of you.
Yeah. Also, if you bleed chips from somebody, which even if your hands suck, is really easy to do if you just want to prove a point, they also get really angry. Now, I knew that. And being a magician, I wrote this down on a piece of paper. I wrote down a prediction on a piece of paper. I folded it in half, wrote down another prediction, put it inside of an envelope, and I put it inside of my wallet. So we're playing this game, and I forget what the hand is, but John gets knocked out on that hand, and John gets pissed. John gets mad, and he's like, no, I should have won. You're just doing normal
John
shit.
It was a good bet.
Yeah,
I could have got this and that.
And I'm like, okay, hang on, you guys, everybody, before I came here tonight, I actually wrote down a prediction, and I put it inside of this envelope, and I pulled out my wallet, and inside of my wallet with a sealed envelope that said prediction. And I open it up, and inside I pull out this folded piece of paper, and it says on the folded piece of paper, John gets mad. And John, everybody giggled, except for John. And John's like, nah, but here's why. And I'm like, hold on. And then I unfold the piece of paper, and it said, John rationalizes.
Oh, that's pretty good. I wish I was here for
that. I
don't
think it was a wallet. I think it was a pack of cigarettes, actually.
I really wish I was there for that. That would have been great. I mean, my God.
Translation, Carlo saying, that's a fun story I wasn't here for that you're telling me.
Bruh.
Stop, like, fucking knowing what I'm thinking. It's creepy.
I'm in your head, man.
No shit. Wrong head, though. A little more south. That'd be great.
That's why it's so cramped in here, because it's so small. Yeah.
My dick's kind of hard, too.
You're welcome.
I need to finish my drink, by the way. We've done 2 shots. What's the third? Did you pick a favorite spot?
G.
Okay. It's got to happen in the next, like, 2 minutes. Right?
I don't think he's going to fuck his mom by this Christmas tree. So, at least I don't remember that version of the movie. I mean, you told me a different version of some other film that I don't remember. Jurassic Park.
I think that was a cutout scene.
Yeah.
I mean... So,
I mean, it's if Carlo wants to pick a favorite part that just so happens to coincide with these last 10 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the happy ending where everyone gets all the presents they wanted or something.
No, wrong happy ending. It's like a massage parlor happy
ending. Oh, you want the happy ending, the cut happy ending where the old man jizzes in Kevin's face.
No, God, it's gross. Oh, he gives him an egg roll, you fucking nasty fuck. God, everybody likes egg rolls. Jesus. Maybe a little semen, but mostly egg rolls.
Now, this scene makes this area they're in look way larger than it is. And then you go there in real life and you're like, oh my God, this is so tiny, right?
Are you talking about my penis?
No, I'm talking about...
Oh.
Never mind. Okay. I'm going to go back to being drunk. I just figured I'd dabble my dick like back in this... Just a tip
have you guys,
of it. Like,
how many of the places that we've seen this movie have you guys visited in New York? Have you been to the World Trade Center before, right?
Off, yes, you know. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you been to F.A.O. Schwartz?
Yep.
Yes.
Have you been to the Plaza?
Yes.
Have you been to, where are they now? Rockefeller Center.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dog, I go to the, every time I'm in New York and like I'm there when like the Today Show shooting, I'm one of those motherfuckers in the back with a sign without fail.
What does your sign say? Are you self-promoting or are you doing something witty?
No, I'm not self-promoting. I'm
are you
just
saying like, hi, Kelly?
I thought it was like your head for breadcrumbs. Yeah. What?
You gotta be sassy, bruh. You gotta be sassy.
I'm sorry.
Actually, no, you can tell me. Yeah, do they look at the signs, do they screen them and be like, okay, you're gonna
stand right
here. Well,
I mean, I'm sure
right
if I were to draw like a cock and balls on my sign, like
you probably
somebody
put way
would,
the fuck on the stage left.
Yeah, somebody would intervene.
Yeah.
Somebody would intervene.
But you never tried to like...
God, man, this fucking bastard needs to pull out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at
Jesus
how many kids
Christ.
This is, and not all of them like
and he
are...
can't... Look at this fucking house from the first film. You can't fucking spring Fuck. For the presidential.
God,
oh, yeah.
I know how many people that fucking place can sit.
But in a family, and that kid has the... I'm going
to... We know he's going to wet the bed, so that's why no one wants to
but
sit
I'm
with him.
But I'm pretty sure he doesn't even wet the bed. I'm pretty sure he did it intentionally once. And then just drinks sodas when he's in bed and gets to rock the bed the whole time. Because look at a family that big. They're all splitting beds. Okay.
He's the craftiest motherfucker in this whole family.
Okay, I'm not like making like assumptions on either one of y'all's motherfucking character. However, in a family that big, you know at least like three of those kids have fucked each other, right?
Oh, dude, absolutely. They fucking Game of Thrones that shit.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and even, I mean, you're a youngin', so you're not, like, jizzing everywhere, but you're still getting, like, a boner. Like, you know they're fucking.
I've got a boner
right
now.
You don't have to worry about, like, incesty Joffrey kids, but you, look at that. Look at hormones. Hormones. Just, like, all of them ran up, and you can just smell it.
This is the season where they open up presents and sodomize each other.
Dog, in some movies you can smell fear, in this I can smell like tiny little testosterone.
Oh my God.
This podcast took an unfortunate turn.
They're
so.
Gonna like impregnate each other and fucking keep
shit,
the bloodline
man.
Pure.
Yeah. Even what's his face? What the fuck is his name with the
Biff?
Ugly girlfriend?
Buzz.
Buzz.
Biff
yeah.
is from fucking Back to the Future, yeah.
Woof.
Buzz.
Right?
Woof.
Yeah.
Every time I look at her,
why is he the fucking voice of reason?
Right, the motherfucker with the tarantula and the BB gun
and the titties in his fucking bedroom and shit. Now he's like, now it's only fair if
he looks like fucking Donkey Lips from Salute Your Shorts.
Every time I look at that actress, I just think of fucking Beetlejuice. I'm sorry, I can't just get that out of my head.
Hang on. Do you remember Salute Your Shorts? Right?
I do remember Salute Your Shorts.
Do you remember Salute Your Shorts? Yeah? Okay, she does too. Dave, do you know Salute Your Shorts?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Wow. I always forget because Dave's English.
Wait, let me just make sure we got the same show. Hold on.
Camp on a
wanna, we hold you in our hearts. And when we think about you, it makes me want to fart.
So we never part, and I'll get it right or pay the price.
Ah, yeah. God, wow,
yeah.
I feel old.
Yeah. Buzz looks like fucking Donkey Lips, like pre-50 pounds before the TV show.
I'm just going to be over here pretending to know what you're talking
Dog,
about. That's
we
got to
get you. Clearly, you're also not familiar with Hey Dude. Hey,
oh, my
dude.
God, I remember Hey Dude.
Yeah! Yeah.
Holy
shit.
Bro. Oh, this is so adorable.
Both of my older sisters are as old as fucking you, so we probably watched the same shows and we were like youngins.
Oh, do you guys want to go in the back and make out or something?
No. Right. I'm just saying.
I got you.
If we want to jack off into the same circle, now we're kindred spirits.
David.
So it's okay.
Yeah. I'm not trying to suck his dick.
I got you, bro. I know Red Dwarf just as much as you do, so it's fine.
I don't know Red Dwarf.
What?
Wow.
Don't worry. Not only do I not understand American references, I also do not understand British references, so... I'm like the worst person to be talking to an audience.
my God.
You know, let me bare my soul for a moment here. When I remember watching this movie in the theater, I remember bawling my eyes out at this reunion that happens.
You actually cried to this?
A little bit, because I was like, what was this? I was about 6 or 7 years old. And as soon as the movie lets out... I remember running out of the theater. As soon as it hit like credits, I remember running out of the theater so my parents wouldn't have to see me cry. And then it did not work, because when a 6-year-old kid runs out of the movie theater, parents get alarmingly concerned. So they were very vocal about where I was going at the end of the movie.
Oh,
it
boy.
Did not go unnoticed. So.
There's only one movie I almost got teary-eyed in. Almost. That was
every Pixar movie for the last 10 years.
Dragonheart. That was Dragonheart.
Wow.
Alright.
Hang on, you guys. How the fuck did Kevin just hear his dad with a $967 room service charge from inside?
Central Park is right there.
Park.
But Central Park is right there by the plaza. And wait, didn't we have the thing in the movie where he hears him from, like, you know, the whole house away or something? And again, didn't we say that this movie is all about exaggeration and we're taking things to comical lengths?
Yeah,
so
but he just got the bill in a hotel room in this big-ass building, and Kevin heard him from outside of the building, like a block and a half away.
I got this. Mutant powers. You're welcome.
So they're all mutants. The sticky bandits and fucking Kevin. So even if they could have killed him, he would have just regenerated.
See?
Yeah, whatever fucking... Dave said.
No, I'm fucking bullshitting for Carlo's excuses. This is like, that would
you.
Not. If it was just me and you, I would not try and float that excuse. I'd be like, fuck no. Those people should be dead.
They should, though.
And I demand that they are dead.
Both
right now.
Those sons
my
of
God,
bitches should.
Dan
be.
Rich was in this.
And I can't like, believe he
don't
didn't
try
have
and
to pick a fucking
subject.
Favorite spot to
no
take a shot
Dan
at.
Rich is.
We always have to do that. No matter how. Oh my God.
Look at that. James Thompson was in this. He was. I don't know who that is either.
God damn it.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah. I'm just perturbed that,
oh my God.
You had to take a shot, and then you had to take a shot. You had to give us time to take a shot. Then Carlo got to be like, fuck you guys. And
if you're perturbed about anything, it should be that Carlo's only had one top up of his drink, and he hasn't.
Well, that fucking too. I mean, that's. But I can't front, because sometimes like I'll go like a whole movie and drink like 2 beers. I can't give him. I will not put him at fault for drinking like a biggity bitch, because I've done that too.
Okay, all right. Look, you know what? I'm just gonna just say this because I don't give a fuck. I'm a fucking lightweight.
That's fine.
Okay,
you were a cheap date, man.
I will fucking admit this. There's no point of trying to be something I'm not. Okay, I am a cheap lightweight.
Would you like me to finish your drink? Let me rephrase that. Can I finish your drink?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're my hero.
Carlo, you are welcome here anytime, my friend. Anytime.
I love you.
I love you too. Yeah. Let's
go fuck.
We're doing handies later,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
At least.
Fucking high five and we're done?
Yeah. Sweet. Is the high five, are we going to be like blood brothers, only instead of it being blood, is it going to be like each other's cum in the palm of our hands? And then when we slap, it's going to splash out between our hands and maybe like... sprinkle us in the forehead.
I was hoping to ask the mouth.
Yeah. Ooh.
Heal the moment, bro.
Okay. I'm a top, but don't make this weird. And I think we could. I'm still a top.
Let's get weird.
Okay.
I'm still here, and I'm gonna try and wrap this up. So
I've got something to wrap up.
Well.
Carl.
No, he doesn't.
Carl, thoughts on the movie that we watched tonight?
It was great. It was really great. Donald Trump was out of place and shouldn't have been there. Kevin McAllister's a fucking idiot and could have solved this whole thing had he not been a cunt and left the airport. And his parents are classic 80s, 90s helicopter parents that are absent for all the bad decisions.
I thought it was Kevin McCulkin.
McAllister. It's Macaulay Culkin. Don't get it twisted.
He hates that.
Okay. It's like instead of Decay, it's Decay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, if that helps you out. Carla, what do you think of the movie? Quick 20-second review.
Well, the movie showed a lot of heart, brought back my childhood, and gave me flashbacks of giving some old dude $20.
I guess I'm going to end it on that because I can't think of anything.
I hope it was as fun for you as it was for Carlo.
I had a good time.
This was interesting.
Yeah.
This reminds me why we did not do this. Okay. Thank you so much.
I had a lot of fun. Okay. I had a lot of fun, you guys.
Thank you for joining me, Carlo.
You're welcome.
And thank you for joining me, Carl.
Anytime.
And thank you for joining us. Until next time, my name is Dave Mosley.
My name's Carl Skeens.
And I'm Carlo Dandridge.
And you've joined us for a big gay date. Thank you so much, and good night.